Mike Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of 1 Corinthians. That's where we left off last time in our Bible study, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And those of you listening who do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we would be delighted to mail one to you absolutely free and postage paid. It would contain all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And that's what we're studying from. It's the Word of God. That's the most important piece of literature ever written. God said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will not pass away. That's why God's Word is so important. This is something that's going to always endure, beloved. Other books that men write are read and cast away and destroyed and done away with. But this book, God's Word, written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years by some 40 different authors under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, God's Word will never pass away. Oh, there have been those who did not believe in God and who did not believe in His Word that said His Word would become obsolete in a few years, and yet the printing presses they used are now being used to print the Word of God. Oh, beloved, God's Word will never pass away. That's why it's so important. And it's needful for us to grow in the knowledge of the truth. We grow by studying the Word of God, by learning its truths, and by meditating upon the truths of God's Word. If you'll turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 5, I want you to read something there in Hebrews chapter 5, and notice what Paul writes, Hebrews 5, verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of God, the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use of God's Word have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. It's the Word of God, you see, that helps us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the truth of God's Word. That's why it's so important that we get into God's Word. Now, you can turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where we left off last time. And while you're turning, let me give those of you who do not have a Bible or a New Testament our mailing address. If you'll get a pencil and a paper, I want to give you our mailing address so you can write to us, and we will be delighted to send you a free New Testament as well as some free Bible correspondence courses that you can take. And if you complete the first four of our Bible correspondence courses, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. Now, our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, Bob, and then the next word is Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. And then on the next line, you'll put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and our number, 825. Post Office Box, 2, 5. On the next line, you will put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio was the name of a Southern Ute chief, and we are here on the Southern Ute Indian Reservation, and we're ministering here. And so that's why we give you this address, Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, period, capital O, period. Or capital C-O, and then a period would be better. Ignacio, comma, capital C-O, period, for Colorado, the state we live in, and then our zip code, 81137-0825. That zip code is very important. Let me give it to you again. 81137-0825. And on the last line, you'll put United States of America, or you can abbreviate it by putting capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period. That stands for USA, United States of America. Then the mail will know where to direct your letter, so we will receive it. And once we receive your letter, then we will be delighted to put together a packet to you, and it will have my name on the packet as a return address, Bob Griggs, or it may have K.C. Leonardi, and the address as a return address. So that, and just be wrapped in brown paper and have your address on the front. It's our desire to place these items into your hand so you can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, again beginning with verse 12, we're reading about every born-again believer being born into a body, the body of believers. But as the body, our physical body, is one and hath many members, that is, hands, eyes, ears, feet, so forth and so on, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one body. When we accept Jesus as Savior and invite Him to come into our heart, then we are baptized. The word baptized means immersed, are put into one body, the body of believers, called Christians. Whether we be Jew or Gentile, no matter what our nationality is, whether we be bond or free, whether a person's a slave or a freeman, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him. So every born-again believer is placed into the body of believers, and every one is a member and has an important role to fill in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20, but now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness, for our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there be no schism or no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Did you ever bruise a fingernail, so much so that the fingernail came off, and every time you moved your hand to pick up something, it would hit that tender spot, and it made you realize how important the fingernail was? We don't pay much attention to our fingernails. We give very little attention to them other than to trim them or to keep dirt out from under them. But we don't pay much attention to them until we lose one. And then we realize how important it is, this unimportant part of our body that we don't pay much attention to when we hurt it. Then, and we lose it, then we see that it's a very important part of the body, and we give special attention to it until the fingernail grows back. And so this is what he's saying. Every one of us, as born-again believers in the body of Christ, have a place to fill. That's why it's so important that we study and read God's Word so we will grow in our relationship and understand how we can serve the Lord God more fruitfully and more effectively. Now, I want you to turn in your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against Satan, beloved. A weapon to use against Satan, because we are in a warfare with the forces of evil and the powers of darkness, and we need to know how to stand against our enemy and how to fight the enemy. And this is one reason God's Word is so important. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. And notice what we read here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. I want you to see these words. And Ephesians chapter 6, and Ephesians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians. Ephesians, and then after Ephesians comes Philippians and Colossians. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. The sword of the Spirit. God's Word is the sword of the Spirit. That's why you need to read the Word of God, so you will have truth to bring against temptation and against the forces of evil and against Satan when he would try to lead you astray. For the Word of God will stop the enemy. Till next time, goodbye.